It seems to me that during all these years, talking to you, advising you, together and sometimes one by one, doesn't seem to be sufficient. I have to be made an example to you, a lesson to you, although it hurts a little bit. As you know, Ramadan was in July, right?
July,
August, September, October. Since 3 months, I have been having very serious problems with my health. In fact, you seldom saw me in Ramadan. And I continue having serious problems with my health. And sometimes the cure is worse than the sickness itself. Usually, during all these years, I have had problems and I tried very hard to hide it from you, not to make you worry and not to make you sad, because I know your feelings about me, and I haven't been very successful, and certainly this time not. And as you know, I'm 90 years old, plus these inconveniences. I had been in need of help, and my dear wife, bless her, she has been a very devoted nurse in addition to being a devoted companion during those difficult times. And last Thursday, we went to a little shop to buy 3 carrots, 2 little cucumbers, 1 red onion, and a box of broth, which we did. And then I went to the car, waiting for her to come. And so I saw her coming out of the door, then all of a sudden she disappeared. And then I saw people sort of running, and then I got out of the car, she was on the floor. She had missed a step from the sidewalk to the parking lot, and she broke her hip. As you know, at the age of 78, it is not a good thing. Anyhow, I think by now all of you know, so she has been operated and she is doing well, but she is going to be a long time absent and obviously unable to help me at all. but God bless my children. Those who can, they have been helping me in these difficult times. I make light of it, but in reality, it really is not a very good situation. So that same day, on Thursday, I usually start thinking about my khutbah on Friday. And before all this happened, so I thought maybe I should talk about Qadar, about predestination on Friday. And so I suppose somebody thought that, yeah, you talk and talk and talk, but I will show you what predestination is, and this has happened. Now, Tajdid Iman, when one becomes a Muslim, and even we do it every once in a while to confirm our faith, and we say, Amantu billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rasulihi wa yawmil akhiri wa bil qadri khairihi wa sharrihi min Allahu ta'ala. So it is a serious part, as serious as confirming Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. And we don't really often consider this situation, that the creator of all, Allah Ta'ala, has also prepared in detail what will happen to his creation. We hallucinate. We think that we can do things, that we are the masters of our destiny. That we feed ourselves, cure ourselves with the help of doctors. The only thing, of course, which we cannot do is the final act, which will happen to all of us. When we die, we will realize we cannot stop dying. So I think that looking at this guy who is 90 years old and who has been with you for such a long time, and he is going through this, I think you should really think that it may happen to you. And may Allah Ta'ala protect my children from passing through such tests. Never, when those things has happened, have I thought that I am being punished. Not that. I haven't done things in my life which is certainly worthy with serious punishment. But I think, as there are hadiths to prove it too, sickness and hunger and trouble and this and that of this world are not punishment which compensate our sins. This will happen after the day of Yawm al-Din. The things which we pass through in this life, you should consider as a flirtation of Allah Ta'ala and a sign that He cares for you and He wishes to see whether my servant, he has enough faith in me that he truly accepts share as he accepts higher. He accepts things happening to him which is not very pleasant as he accepts so readily when good things happen to him. It is very important that you should try to believe in that and never be sure that tomorrow is going to be as good as it is today. And this life is like a pendulum. It sort of goes good, bad, good, bad, and think always that whenever something which happens to you which is not pleasing to your ego, then after that certainly is going to come something we will compensate it. And in fact, in this case which I have been telling you, the strange thing is, when we were 7 hours in the emergency room, the first doctor who came to us was a Pakistani doctor who took care of me when I was in the hospital. And then afterwards, when my wife was operated at night of the time of the day of accident, the doctor said, "I am Omar, I come to your mosque on Fridays, and I have just operated your wife and she is well, and that it is a great honor for me," he said, "to be able to serve you and your family." See? Right away. So that is the story which I usually don't share what happens to me, but I thought that was a good occasion, because you see, your feelings are now obviously a great sympathy for me and a wish to help me. But you see, instead of that, or in addition to that, I want you to think that every day, every second, every breath, these kinds of things can happen to any one of us, and we should never, as some people do, think that it is unjust why it should happen to me, or one should not think, those with iman, with faith, that I am being punished. You are not being punished. I am not being punished. I am just being flirted with my Lord to see if I can accept it, and in fact, if I can be pleased with it. Salaam alaikum. I mean, this sort of one recognizes, because it is really being hit on the head with a baseball bat. But things like this happen to us all the time, every day. I mean, we intend to go somewhere and all of a sudden we come down and the car doesn't work, you know. Or we want to have eggs for breakfast and somehow we have no eggs. I mean, little things, of course, we just think not much about it. But I think if you would be careful, it really, these tests, these examples of predestination, in short, things which really is not in our hands, happen to us all the time, every day. And I think one should record them and be thankful that it doesn't become any worse. Questions? Or change the subject. Yes.
How is the fact that you are talking about Qadar? There is a Hadith Qudsi. The meaning of it that Abdi man lam yarda bi qada'i wa qadari falyakhruj min tahta sama'i wa liyajid rabban siwa'i.
In English, please, don't speak Arabic.
my servant or my slave, who is not agree with my qadr, he has to live under my heaven and find another lord for him.
Yes. There are many hadiths. One of them is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I fear of four things for my ummah after I die. One is the tyranny of their rulers. And the second on three things. And the second thing is they will be believing in stars and in magic. And three, that will deny destiny, said Rasulullah. Yeah. It is very, very, very important. In fact, the hadith, which the Hadith Qudsi, which you mentioned, is really the strongest one. If you don't believe in destiny, you better go and find yourself another God. Yeah. Why is it important? as dervishes, our first goal is to somehow have some control over our egos, and ideally make our egos into a Muslim. But as long as we believe that we can do things that will certainly not make it happen. I think we have to accept that we really cannot do anything. On the other hand, Allah Ta'ala says that I will not change your state unless you try to change it yourselves. That doesn't mean that we can sit on our behinds and open our mouth and expect Allah Ta'ala to feed us. That we have to do our best according to the Sharia to somehow or another deal with life. But when good things happen, never say that we did it. On the other hand, he also discourages us to talk about destiny as we are doing tonight. But that also reminds me another hadith from Hazrat Ali Karimallahu Vajhahu, which I think I have mentioned quite often before, that one day there was a crumbling wall which could just fall any moment down, and he had to pass under that wall, and he sort of rushed through it, went quickly to the other side when the wall was safe. And some cynic told him, "Ya Ali, don't you believe in destiny?" And his answer was, "I am taking refuge in destiny from destiny." So we have to try to take refuge in destiny from destiny, and when we are passing under a crumbling wall, that we pass it quickly. Inshallah, neither my ikhwan nor this old fakir will be tested over our forbearance.
Amen.
There is only one strength, and only one. You can go to the gym and you can run in the mornings and go and do yoga and whatever you want, and you could have bulging muscles and you could be many PhDs and be as clever as Einstein. Neither intellectual or physical strength ever will equal to the faith of a Bedouin, the strength of the faith of the Bedouin. So instead of working to build muscles and get many, many PhDs, I don't say don't get them, but I think you should work very hard to strengthen our faith. Are you here on business or pleasure?
Business. I had a meeting on Thursday. I had a meeting on Thursday and I just stretched it into the weekend.
You are still in the same job?
Yes.
Children are okay?
Alhamdulillah, we have one. And then the second one will come in November, inshallah.
There is another one?
Yes, inshallah.
Yeah. Wife is okay?
Alhamdulillah, she's good. She sends her love.
So what is, will it exit is okay?
There was a lot of noise about it for the first few weeks, but now nobody's talking about it because they don't know what it means.
But I mean, it hasn't actualized yet, is it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it'll take a long time to
actualize. Whatever. And it just shows you, what do people know? I think I saw in the newspaper that they made an enquete that asking what is the European Union and majority said they don't know what European Union is. And they're supposed to decide. So what else should we talk about?
Arkadan bir soru var.
Dinliyoruz.
If Baba can talk to us about the concept of time, because God said that He created the earth and the skies in 6 days, and then of course we know that it's many, many, many millions of years to make the earth. The other one is 1 year from now is 1,000 years of yours.
Allah katında zamanla ilgili, zaman kavramı ile ilgili bize biraz bilgi verir misiniz? Mesela Kur'an-ı Kerim'de 6 günde, halbuki öyle bir şey demiyor ama 6 günde her şeyin yaratıldığını söylüyor. Veya Allah katında bir yılın 1000 yıla tekabül ettiğine dair işaretler var. Zaman kavramı konusunda konuşur musunuz diyor.
Time is the grace of Allahu Teala, which is created for human beings and rest of the creation, which is temporal. As the name itself suggests, eternity has no time. All these which you mentioned, the world or the universe being created in 6 days, in the Quran Allah Ta'ala says that He has divided the year into 12 months, etc. You know, it's a convenience for temporal creatures to somehow, you know, give value to their days. But in the hereafter, there is no time. For Allah, there is no time. He is before the time and after the time. There is no time for Him. everything has a beginning and everything has an end, and it is for things which has got a beginning and an end time is necessary. But an entity which has no beginning or an end, no, there is no time. In fact, a proof that even for the temporal creatures such as ourselves, time is really very elastic. I mean, the night time for somebody who's got a terrible toothache is very, very, very long, endless. And the time for a couple who love each other and in bed together at night is very, very short. Anything else?
Mustafa.
Baba, I have a question on superstitions. Why it's wrong to believe in superstitions like walking under a ladder or a black cat passing? Can you talk to us a little bit about it?
Superstition ne diyoruz Türkçesi?
Batıl
inançlar konusunda, batıl inançlar konusunda bize birazcık bizi aydınlatır mısınız? Bazı batıl inançlar var. Mesela merdivenin altından geçersek başımıza bir bela gelir gibi.
Well, that is what I mentioned, that the three things which Resulullah said that he was afraid for his people after his death is precisely what you are talking about. You know, that kind of a thing, the believing in stars and believing in magic and believing in giving news from the future, you know, things like that. Yeah, a black cat passing in front of you, and number 13.
Baba, you talked about the importance of spending, making sure we spend time strengthening our faith. And for example, when we do our zikr, our daily zikr, for example, how do we get the most out of that? Just in terms of the actual practice, the manner in which we perform it.
İmanımızı güçlendirmek konusundan bahsettiniz. Günlük derslerimizi yaparken, zikirlerimizi yaparken nasıl bir adab içinde olmalıyız ki bu bizim aynı zamanda imanımızı güçlendirmek için yardımcı olsun?
We do our formal religious duties as well as most of the other things, some of them of great importance, unconsciously, heedlessly. I mean, my wife fell because she was heedless. I mean, there is qadar, but you see, but at the same time, I mean, if she was careful, you know, she wouldn't have fallen. And that is taking refuge in qadar, from qadar. I think every Muslim, in fact every human being, should try very hard not to be asleep when they are not asleep. And unfortunately, we are all in a state of full sleep, or at least half sleep, you know, during our sort of supposedly woken days. And then, when you are heedful, then you have to have the knowledge and the discipline to reflect of what your five senses give you. When you touch, when you taste, when you hear, when you see, you have to have, there comes the faith, to relate to what you see, what you taste, what you hear, what you touch to Allah Ta'ala, the creator of all, the sustainer of all, and the controller of all. I mean, actually, many people, you know, I don't know what do the, you know, Hindus and the Buddhists and the other people do for contemplation. I mean, the way I was taught, and I saw that very clearly in the book which I am translating from Hazrat Ibrahim Erzurumi, that the guy is an anatomist and a scientist, but he explains everything in relation to Allah Ta'ala. So you have to be able to see, and you have to be able, have enough sufficient knowledge and information and faith to relate what you see to the creator of what you see. But if you look and you do not see, even if you have the faith, nothing happens. Extremely important. I mean, this in the Hajj, the I really think the essence of it is the ability to say labbaik. I am here, my Lord. Usually, nobody is there. Labbaik, Allahumma labbaik.
So Baba, so then, if I take an example, when we're, for example, reciting our daily, our La ilaha illallah, what I struggle with sometimes, or often, is on the one hand to focus on the meaning, and really, you know, laboriously focus on the meaning each time you recite it with every word. But I find that when I do that, sometimes it becomes an intellectual act.
Things intervene.
Yes, things intervene, and it resides more here than here.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm trying to figure out. What's the right way?
Don't undermine the here. In fact, as a human being, the difference from between us and the animals is this, really. So don't knock it. I mean, in reality, what it really means, there is nothing but Allah. Because everything is His creation, everything is His manifestation. So we cannot see him, but we see his manifestations wherever we go, inside of us and outside of us. No, don't knock intellect. Don't knock intellect. This is sort of an excuse. Oh, my heart. I am not making my prayers, I am not fasting during Ramadan, but I am a Muslim. My heart is clean. I have heard that so much. Show me. My heart is clean.
She wants this.
Because everything good and bad we do here, can you tell us that we don't, if we do get the result of it right here, when you are bad, something bad happens, or when you're good things happen, and we don't have to wait till the Yaman necessarily. Like, right?
Bu dünyada mı görürüz yaptığımız iyiliklerin karşılığını ve kötülüklerin karşılığını ceza olarak veya iyiliklerin karşılığını mükafat olarak öbür tarafa gitmeden burada mı görürüz?
I just said earlier that whether it's worth anything or not, I believe that both higher and share, which happens in this world, is not in relation of reward of our good deeds when it is higher, nor it's a punishment of the bad things which we have done here. If it were so, you would see there are some very horrible, horrible, horrible people, you know, who are being treated, and there are wonderful, wonderful, wonderful people who are suffering and hungry and everything else. No. I think, in fact, sometimes you notice that those horrible, horrible, horrible people, they are not even tested. So it is also always somehow the believer who is being hit on the head. But that's why I believe that it's sort of, sometimes even wives do it and the husbands do it, somehow needle their wives and needle their husbands to see whether they really love them or not. Sort of, I call this flirtation. And when you think this way, it's really very sweet. İstersen kalkalım. Anything else? We're going to get up to do our prayers, inshallah.